Well, it's lovely to be here. Did you enjoy the boys and girls? Boys, that was a miserable. Did you enjoy the boys and girls?
Yes.
Yeah, I see Mommy sitting up there, the brick sweating on them. Yeah, certainly I always enjoy the children. You wouldn't have got me up here for a pension, you know, when I was young. No. I don't like getting up yet, mind you. Still very nervous, but it's great to be here. I have very, very many happy memories here. I was down Sandy Row the other night just preaching, and when I left there at the end of my ministry there, they gave me a photo album of all down through the years, of all the different times we had together. And in one of those pictures is a bus, the bus, 53-seater, and all the folk were outside the bus waiting to head to Korea. For it was down here we got fed. And boys, we got fed. It was really lovely. And it was precious in those days. And they were all just lined up the bus. And I was just going through them all. And I was standing in the hall the other night. And I would have said out of that 53-seater, there was six still alive. About six. They're all gone. And I was just going through their faces and I was just thinking to myself, I knew that and was saved. And I knew that and was ready. And the majority of them are away home to heaven. And I was just thinking, coming down today, of the times that was spent down here in the upper room. We got them up the stairs and what a great time together. But boys and girls, it's good to be back. And I really enjoyed you this morning. You know what I did? I sat there and I never spoke. And I just watched and listened. Because I was afraid of putting you off. So I want you to do likewise with me. All right? And I know you young ones are right and full of enthusiasm and full of fire and go. I tell you, there's a boy there and he's tired. He's yawning a bit out. When I look down there, you know, you see the older ones. You know what happens there? They begin to nod off a wee bit. So I might have to shout at them through the meeting. We'll see how it goes. Okay, make sure you don't nod off. All right, so keep an eye out. When I got saved, boys and girls, I never got saved until I was 22 years of age. That's when I asked the Lord into my heart. 35 years ago, I asked Jesus Christ to be my Savior. And up until that, boys and girls, I never ever read the Bible. Never opened his pages. Couldn't have told you where a book was found. Just never read the Bible. And then the night I got gloriously saved, God called me in the meeting. God spoke to my heart. And I responded to that call. And I came and I accepted that I was a sinner. And that I needed God's salvation. I was willing to repent of my sin. Not mean to turn away from it. And asked the Lord Jesus Christ, turn to the Lord Jesus, and I received him into my heart and into my life as my Savior. And boys and girls, that's the night I became a Christian. I became a child of God. And then the pastor that night, he said to me as I left the meeting, young fella, listen. Are you listening? Yeah. You get yourself a Bible and begin to read the Bible and learn about God. And that's what I did. And boys and girls, I began to read in the New Testament. That's where I started to read. And as I read through the New Testament, boys, this book was full of wonderful stories. Mysteries, murders, disappearances, miracles that were done, which was just absolutely amazing. That book is full of wonderful things all about the Lord. But then we came across this man here called Saul. Now he has two names in the Bible. This was his name before he got saved. And then his name was changed to Paul. And sometimes when I'm telling the story, I mention the two names. But the two names are the one person. Now, I want you to listen carefully about this man because I might ask a question at the last. Okay. And I might ask one between the parents and the children to see who was listening the best. So you've got to really listen well. This man, boys and girls, the first time I began to read about this man, do you know where he was at? He was at a man's death. It's a man called Stephen. And Stephen, boys and girls, was a man who lived at the same time as Saul here. And Stephen loved the Lord. And he trusted in the Lord. And he walked with the Lord. And he talked with the Lord. And he also witnessed for the Lord. And because of his life's standing and his witness and his fearlessness, do you know what happened to him one day? Stephen was taken out. Stephen was taken out and he was stoned to death because he was a Christian. And the people who carried out that execution took off their coats and they laid their coats at a young man's feet who was there. And his name was Saul. And he didn't like believers, people who preached the truth about the Lord Jesus. And this man, boys and girls, began to persecute the church, which was at Jerusalem. And he gave them a hard time, son. Difficult time. In fact, he would have imprisoned them and tortured them and even would have put them to death. He wasn't a very nice person, though he was a religious person. But he wasn't content just to persecute the people of God in Jerusalem. One day, he went to the high priest. That's a big religious leader. And he went to the high priest and he had a desire for something. He said, "Listen, would you give me a letter signed by you of authority? Because do you know what I have heard? I have heard that there are Christians at Damascus, people who are walking in the way, and I would like you to give me the go-ahead to go up to Damascus, to arrest them, to bind them, and to bring them back to Jerusalem." And this old high priest, he was listening to this, and he thought, you know, because he had heard and seen so much that was happening, he thought that this was a good idea. And you know what he did? He took his pen, and he signed the documentation, and he handed it into Saul's hand. And he said, "Saul, away you go." But he didn't go alone. "What's your name, son?" "Samuel." "Very good. You're listening well, Samuel." "Yeah, he didn't go alone. There were others went with him. And it was a long journey as he made his way from Jerusalem to Damascus. And it would have took him. It would have took him maybe about a week to get there. And he was going with this letter in his hand. He was heading to Damascus with the intentions in his heart, "I'm going to get the Christians and bring them back and imprison them." And as he drew near Damascus, near the end of his journey, something happened. Unexpectedly, one of them mysteries that you and I could never understand, really. It was midday. That's what time it was, 12 o'clock. It was at the time when the sun was at its highest and brightest and strongest in the sky. Now listen, something happened. The Bible tells me as he drew near Damascus, suddenly a light shined from the heavens. Above, the brightness of the sun. And so bright it was like a spotlight that shone on Saul alone as he sat on the animal. And listen, as the light shone on him, he was so startled that he fell from the back of the animal and he fell onto the ground. And then he heard a voice. And he heard a voice saying unto him, you see it? Saul. Saul. Why persecutest thou me? He said something else here. He said, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. That wee girl wants her mama. Does she? Yeah. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And boys and girls, Saul was startled and he was scared and he was frightened because of the light. But he asked a question and he says, who art thou? Who art thou, Lord? And Jesus said, because it was the Lord Jesus was speaking to him from the light. And he says, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And Saul was astonished to hear this voice from heaven, to realize that it was the Lord Jesus, the one whom these men, these children of God had spoken about. And he was astonished, boys and girls. Listen. But then he asked a question. What's your name, son? What's your name? Hi. Who? David Lee. David Lee. Good to see you, David. Yeah. He asked him something, David, when he realized it was the Lord. He says, David, Lord, what will you have me to do? You see, boys and girls, that was the day this man Saul's life was changed forever. Changed. Changed by the power of God. That was the day when this man came to realize, yeah, you hit that button, son, just knock it on. He came to realize that he was a sinner. And that if he died in his sin, he could never be in heaven. And boys and girls, we're all sinners. I'm a sinner. And everyone else in the room's a sinner. And if we were to die in our sin, we'd never be in heaven. But he come to recognize that day that the one who called him was the one who came and died for him at the cross and paid the ultimate price for our salvation. And that day this man repented of his sin. He received Christ as a Savior and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleansed him from his sin. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you ready for heaven? Are you saved? Remember, you cannot get into heaven without having your sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. And this man became a Christian, realized I'm a sinner, repented of his sin, received the Lord Jesus as his own and personal Savior. Now, David, something else happened to him, son. You see, when he got up from the ground, he had a problem. Do you see his eyesight? It had gone. What's your name? Emma. Emma's sight had gone. Couldn't see. And it's a terrible thing if you can't see. And he was reliant and dependent upon others. And they helped him up off the ground. And they led him away by the hand. And they brought him into the city. And they brought him into a certain street, a street called Straight. They brought him to a man's house, it was called Judas. And he stayed there for 3 days. And he didn't eat. And he didn't drink. But I'll tell you what he did. He prayed. Because he now began to walk and talk with the Lord. And the first sign of a new convert, the first sign of salvation and a new life, will be they'll begin to pray. And he began to seek the Lord in reality. And boys and girls, he was led to that house and he was there for 3 days. But do you see across the town, Samuel? There was another boy. And you called his name, Amy. His name was called Ananias. And Ananias was a Christian, just like Stephen had been. And he walked with the Lord. And one day the Lord spoke to Ananias. He says, Ananias, I want you to do something for me. Yeah, I'm here, Lord. What is it? I want you to go somewhere. Where to? I want you to go to the street which is called Straight. That's the place. What do you call your street? What do you live in? What do you call the street you live in? Aye, that's your street. This was this man's street. He lived in the street called Straight. Wonder why it was called Straight. Why do you think it was called Straight, son? Because it was straight. That's a good answer, I tell you. Because it was straight. And do you see in the street called Straight? He was to go to a man's house called Judas. And he was to inquire about a boy called Saul. Now, what do you learn about that? You learn this. The Lord knows everything about us. He can hear everything we say. He knows everything we do. And there's nothing the Lord doesn't know. And Ananias, boys and girls, he was afraid. He was afraid. What's your name? Summer. He was afraid, Summer. And he was rightly afraid. I would have been afraid. In fact, it would have been me. I don't think I'd have been sitting in Damascus when I knew what he knew. Because he knew that this boy was coming to Damascus to arrest the Christians and to bring them back and to put them in prison. But he stayed put. And the Lord says, Ananias, I want you to go to that street. I want you to go to Judas's house on that street. And I want you to inquire about the boy called Saul of Tarsus. For you'll find him there and he's praying. And Ananias says, no, Lord, that boy has come to do some horrible things here. And he's done horrible things up at Jerusalem. And he was reluctant to go. But the Lord says, I want you to go. He's a chosen vessel. He's saved. He's different. And I want you to go. So Ananias, boys and girls, set out, made his way across to the street called what? What do you call the street he's going to? Straight, I'm glad you're here. I'd have forgot about that. He was going to the street called Straight. What do you call the boy's house that he was to go to? What? Judas. Go to Judas's house. And here he is, and he's at the house, and he's knocking at the door. And the boy looks out, he sees him. He opens the door and welcomes him in. Whoever lived there, Judas. And then he went. And he entered into the house. And there's Paul. And the Bible says that he put his hands on him. And do you know the first words he said to Paul? I think it's lovely, isn't it? Brother. So, not lovely. With all the things he knew about him, he was willing to accept him as his brother in the Lord. Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me what to do, that I might lay hands on you, and that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And boys and girls, that day he did receive his sight. And that day, boys and girls, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible tells me that this boy became a different person. Hallelujah. He became a changed person. Yeah. And instead of persecuting the children of God, listen, he not only had begun to speak to God by praying, but the Bible says, watch it, he was certain days with the disciples. He was now in fellowship and in worship with God's people. So he became a man of prayer. He became one who began to worship God and live for the Lord and walk with the Lord. Listen. And he also began to witness for the Lord. And Paul, writing to a church sometime later, know what he said? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And boys and girls, the Lord Jesus, listen, changed this man's life forever. Forever. Now listen, my time's near gone. You see the man who's saved here? See the man who's just got saved? Do you know what this man did? See your Bible. If you look through the New Testament, he wrote a whole lot of the New Testament books. God showing him what to write. And that's why we have our Bibles today. And boys and girls, listen. One day when it came to the end of his ministry, he wrote a letter to a young man called Timothy. He says, Timothy, my time has come to an end. I know I'm going to die, and I want you to carry on the work. And you see this man, he died, and he was martyred, and he was put to death because of his walk with God. And you know where he is today? He's in heaven. He's in heaven with the Lord because of that day he realized that I am a sinner. And unless I ask the Lord to be my Savior and be cleansed in his blood, I can never be in heaven. And he's in heaven because of that day he asked the Lord into his heart as his own and as his personal Savior. See, tonight we'd be going on a wee bit in his life before he did die, and we're going to see what God was going to use him to do, because he became a great missionary. Yeah, a great witness for God. And we're going to be looking at that tonight. But listen, I finished where I started. Are you saved? Boys and girls, are you ready for heaven? And maybe this morning, listen, just as God called Saul, the Lord may be calling you. And you come, you trust him today as your own and as your personal Savior. Do you do that? Moms and dads, my time's gone, but listen, the same applies to you. You must be saved if you're ever going to see God's heaven. May God give you all the grace to come and trust him today. Listen, before it's ever too late. May God give you grace to do so today. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we want to thank thee today for the listening ear. We thank thee, Father, for all that we've heard through the children. And we pray that now that thou would just, Lord, speak to their hearts. We pray that they personally might hear that divine call of God to their lives. And that thou would give them deciding grace to come. For whether we're young or whether we're elderly, that same call affects the very same way. And we pray that thou will give that deciding grace just now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much.